We're back on Downtown 430 on your Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble here with you. Carrie Haskell joining us from New Orleans. And our next guest has been a successful film producer. More than 24 films and TV shows through the years, but he turns his attention to a new topic and adds some items to the resume as well, as both the writer, producer, and director of a powerful new documentary coming out for Veterans Day that's entitled Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey. We're joined by Rich Hull. Rich, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you having me.
Boy, what a really powerful film this was. And I was saying earlier that my knowledge of the role of combat chaplains was pretty limited. Basically, Father Mulcahy from MASH, which wasn't a bad jumping off point, but I had no idea until I watched this film.
Well, you know, I'm similar to you. I had no idea that this existed as a profession until I got into this. And in fact, that's sort of the journey that I put myself on, is to get a peek into this world that I didn't even know existed. And I think that's kind of a similar journey to what audiences go on when they see it. I think, you know, for most of us who don't have a connection to the military, may not even have a connection to the faith-based world, the fact that this exists is a surprise. Combat chaplains is this incredible profession of heroes who don't like to be the story. And therefore, those stories have not been told ever. And that's the thing that we did, is we brought these stories that have never been told, and we brought them to the big screen, and they never existed before. And this is a profession of people that go to combat wearing a uniform, but they don't carry a weapon, which means you've got to be motivated by something far larger than just thinking of it as a job. And while you may come from a particular faith as a combat chaplain in the military, when you're out on the front lines and bullets are whizzing by, you're dealing with soldiers of all faiths and no faiths, and you're dealing with some very existential life and death questions, and you've really got to help people make sense of this. And so there's a real sense of servitude that happens with combat chaplains. They're out there serving those who serve us as Americans, and it's an incredible heroic job that they do. It's really far more than a job. It's really like a calling, I think, as we say in the movie. And so as I was learning about this, that's what made me want to make this in the first place. I had made a project, I don't know, probably a dozen years ago, that Halle Berry and I made about black soldiers that had fought in all the U.S. wars we ever had. And she and I won the NAACP Image Award and some other awards. And so I already had a bit of a shorthand and a trust with the military. So coming back in and kind of like rekindling some of that was been really fun. But I just didn't feel like we had seen this explored cinematically. So you've got this profession that's motivated by love, and then you've got the chaos of war and kind of the collision of those two things. I just don't feel like we've seen on the big screen. And so that's one of the reasons that we're bringing the movie to theaters only on November 8th, as you mentioned, for the first day of Veterans Day weekend, because this is a story that deserves to be told on the big screen. It's a big, bold experience that audiences go through when the lights come down. And so we wanted them to experience it in a group. It was a very intentional choice for us. And so, you know, people go to theaters these days to see superhero movies and animated movies and sometimes a horror movie, but they don't often go to see a documentary. And so we really are reliant on people like you, Rich, and your listeners, and telling their friends to go see the movie. Like, we don't have a superhero marketing budget, and so we're reliant on people who see the movie and are intrigued by it. And I think the other thing about it is we picked that date, yes, because of Veterans Day, for sure, but also because it's 3 days after the U.S. presidential election. Mm. And, you know, we're at a weird time in our country. It's a bit divisive, and we kind of felt like that this is a subject matter that people across the geographic spectrum, the political spectrum, the faith spectrum, every spectrum you can think of would be able to agree on, that the role of combat chaplains is so important and heroic, and who can't agree on that? And so it kind of feels like a tool to bring people together in a way that maybe we really need in this country. And so that was the other reason to put it in theaters, is just to put people in the same room and find something they could agree on.
Well, the centerpiece of the film is a combat chaplain who served in Afghanistan, Justin Roberts, who talks about, I wrote down something he said early in the film, the battle within us can be just as deadly. He came home, dealt with PTSD, experienced suicidal thoughts, and then goes on a journey of discovery in many ways, all the way from Lake Charles, Louisiana, to Wichita, Kansas. And it's a remarkable story to go to the memorial service for a Korean War chaplain, Father Capon, whose body had finally been discovered and was coming back home.
You know, it's funny you highlight that, because we didn't intend to tell any of that story.
Wow.
We were already in the edit room. I think the movie was sort of struggling to find its voice, and looked up one day and Father Capon's remains had been identified after 70 years after his death in a POW camp in Korea. And so they brought them back to the U.S., back to Wichita, Kansas, which is his hometown. The military and the Catholic Church combined to throw a really incredible funeral that kind of took over this town. And, you know, as you can imagine, they know how to put on a show. And so we put Justin on the road to go and film this event, not quite knowing how we were going to use it or how it was going to integrate into the story, or if at all. And as you point out, it really became this pivotal moment for Justin in his life, where he was going through some stuff after he got out of the military as a former combat chaplain. And he was really trying to make sense of that, and showing up at this event and seeing the hordes of people that also came to celebrate this was really impactful for him. I think it was a real turning point in his life. And, you know, that word journey is part of the title of the film. It's a real intentional choice. We were intentionally vague to not really say whose journey it is. Is this Justin's journey? Is this Father Capon's journey home? Is this some of the other journeys of the other combat chaplains, that Justin kind of becomes our tour guide to tell some of these stories that inspired him to take this trip in the first place? I mean, there's been 419 combat chaplains throughout U.S. history that have died in combat. And so that's a lot of real heroic stories and really interesting journeys. And so those are the journeys that we try to explore in this film.
Well, and Father Capon, the stories that survivors who were in the prisoner of war camp with him in Korea, incredible, talking about him on a bicycle, hearing gunfire and riding toward the gunfire. And I love what one of the soldiers said, the veterans were talking about him, said he could turn a mud hut into a cathedral by walking into it.
Isn't that a powerful statement? I mean, there's so many phrases that we found, you know, just in some of these interviews that we shot. And I think that's a perfect example of one. You know, it's counterintuitive, riding your bike towards the gunfire. You know, anybody with a smart mind is going to do the opposite. And so I think that's kind of a great way to describe what these people do. And, you know, the crazy part about it is that one of the things that we explore in the film is the idea that when you go to war and then come back, that you're never really the same person. Mm. And as one of the chaplains in the movie mentioned, he said, you know, that leaves some scars on your soul. I thought that was a really interesting phrase as well, because it's true. And I think that's the thing that the chaplains are working on doing. I mean, one of the leading causes of death in the military is suicide. And so the chaplains are the ones that are turning that around. And so that's incredibly heroic work. And if you think about, you know, Father Capon, the guy that could turn a mud hut into a cathedral, he's now on a path at the Vatican to potentially become the Pope's next saint. And so it's really, his story is really powerful, and it's really timely. So there's a certain timelessness to his story, but then there's a certain timely aspect to his story as well, because of his path to sainthood. And so there's a whole sort of group of people in Wichita and elsewhere throughout the United States that are really spending a lot of time helping the Vatican to understand whether Father Capon should become a saint. And so the fact that we get to tell his story at such an opportune time is really fascinating, I think, to a lot of people.
We're talking with Rich Hull about his new film, Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey. I had no idea about the story of the four chaplains of the Dorchester. My goodness, what a remarkable tale.
Isn't it? I mean, and, you know, there's a really great clip that we found with Frank Sinatra telling the story of the four chaplains, and we use that in the film. And so the story of the four chaplains is incredibly powerful. It's one of the few, I think, that people know there's a museum dedicated to the four chaplains. And so I think it's one of the few that people may have heard, but these four chaplains from four different faiths found themselves on a sinking ship that didn't have enough life vests, and they all stood up on the bow of the deck, and they gave away their life vests, knowing that it was certain death for them. And they supported the soldiers, and many of them survived, and hearing their stories in the film after we interviewed them was just so powerful. And, you know, you've got stories like that in the film that people may have heard of, and then there are other stories that nobody's ever heard. There's even one who that was told by Tom Soljan, who was the former chief of chaplains for the Army. And he told us a story about his experience in Iraq between takes. And it just so happened that the camera continued to roll. And when we actually saw that story on camera in the edit room, we thought, man, that's a story that nobody's ever heard that we want to talk about. So you find these really interesting tales, some of which people may have heard of. They don't know the details, but they may be aware of it. And then some of these other ones that just kind of happened organically to us. And that's the great thing about documentaries, because you make a plan at the beginning of these things. And for us, that plan was 4 years ago. I mean, these things take on a life of their own. And the only thing you know about the plan is that it's going to be wrong and you're going to take a left turn and a right turn. You kind of just got to go with it as a documentary filmmaker. And so those are the real gems of moments that I think, you know, become so fulfilling for audiences in a movie like this.
Well, I thought it was such an effective device that you used in framing the movie with chaplains, several of them from many different faiths, talking about what they do. One of them saying, I'm here to help you carry that load. And I love what one of them said, nobody comes to us with good news.
Isn't that guy great?
He is.
I mean, he is just incredible. And he's got his own story. He's a Muslim chaplain. And he, you know, was on a path to taking his own life. And he was saved by a chaplain that he just happened to walk by in the military. And ultimately, that led him to wanting to repay that kindness for other people and become a chaplain himself. And he's right. It's a tough job. You know, sometimes you get the opportunity to have a good time and sit around and laugh and joke and smile with people because that's what they need in the moment. And other times they're coming to you on their worst day. And part of your job sometimes is just to be present, as they say in the movie, you know, and especially when you're in combat, you're a soldier, you're away from your family, you're dealing with some really heavy issues, to have an advocate there to support and serve you, it's incredible for some people. And I think that's what audiences are finding when they see this movie. You know, I've been on this kind of tour for the last several weeks where we're showing these screenings around the country to people to kind of build up the word of mouth in advance of our November 8th release in theaters. And we started the tour actually at the Vatican. Turns out that the Pope has a screening room in his house, which I didn't know about. And so the people that are invited to screen movies there are, you know, the household names of our industry, Martin Scorsese and many others, and we were invited. And so that was a really powerful way to kick off this screening tour. But as we've gone throughout the U.S. and we've had these tours, you know, the lights come up and you see big ex-military guys, ex-Marines, veterans, and they've got tears in their eyes and they want to come and give you a hug. And there's people that see a certain element of faith in it. And there's people that don't have any connection to the faith world or the military world, but they so enjoy the experience of learning about this and they appreciate the storytelling. And it really touches different people in different ways. It's such a universally accessible movie. And that part of it for me has been really powerful because, you know, you cut these things in a room. It's a very solitary experience with you and an editor. And then you put them out into the world, and who knows what's going to happen, you know? And to see people having such powerful, visceral reactions to it, it's really gratifying. I mean, we hope nobody has a crystal ball. We surely hope people show up, but we're really proud of the movie. And look, as you mentioned earlier, I think this is my 28th movie as a producer or something like that. Like, I know when I've got a dud on my hands, and so I don't like that feeling, but I know what it feels like. But I also know what the opposite feels like as well, and this is that. This is one of those movies that no matter what happens, we're just super proud of it. And that's why we wanted to put it in theaters, to give everybody that, you know, true cinematic experience that they can share with their community.
Well, I think it's a powerful film and an important film. And again, I am not a very religious person by any stretch, but it to me reminds us what is the best of America, and that we do have much more in common than that divides us. So I think it's an important film for the times we live in as well. Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey. Look for it in a theater near you starting on November 8th. Rich, wonderful work on the movie. Congratulations to you and Justin and everybody involved. And thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. And I wouldn't be a good filmmaker if I didn't also thank my partner, Chris Pratt, who we didn't get a chance to mention. But man, it's really nice to have one of the biggest movie stars in the world be your producing partner on something like this. He's been an incredible advocate. He spent a lot of time promoting the movie, and we're really grateful for it. But I'm also grateful for you. So thank you so much for getting the word out.
Our pleasure. Thank you again, Rich. Rich Hall with us here on Downtown. Again, the film is called Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey.